Today's scripture can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate.
Oh, Father, my dear Father, how I love the message of the cross. It is the power of God. Lord, I ask that you will help me to speak the message of the cross to those who are perishing in my midst. Amen.
Today, notice what Paul says in our scripture. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those of us who are being saved, it is the power of God. We are being transformed daily into the image of Christ. Our salvation begins at the foot of the cross, and daily we should worship there. The Holy Spirit is transforming us by the power of God, which begins at the cross. One of my favorite sayings is an old pastor I knew once said, and this is true, every day you're not going forward, you're going backward. Which makes you a backslider, my friend.
Today's action. Read the words or sing the words of the song, The Old Rugged Cross. Today's treasure is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit.
Today, more and more, you can see this verse coming true. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. How many of the quote-unquote mainstream religions are walking further and further away from the message of the cross and accepting everyone in the name of tolerance and love? But God says, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate.